season. Gale, Coach Folkson. Coach, you talked about Dayton being a really a five-headed beast, and they showed me no points off the bench.
I got five
late from Wilmoth.
Yep.
But this team shows why they're the class of the league. If you should have done one place, and then someone else pops up and does it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they can really shoot the ball, you know, and you know, they were hot tonight. You know what I mean? It's just what you're dealing with when you're dealing with a very complete team like Dayton. But proud of our kids' fight. You know, we didn't quit. You know, we took care of the basketball. You know, I felt like we hung in there. The score is not quite indicative, I think, of you know, the pressure that we showed to be able to put on Dayton. So.
And they just showed. I mean, they showed that experience and that skill when we tried to press them. They just, even when we thought we had them.
Yeah.
They stepped through. They found the extra pass. They just got they caught all the breaks this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, they going into this game, there's a program we use, Synergy. It's essentially something everybody in the country has, professional teams have, and it really breaks down the game, you know, to every detail. So every time Justine takes a pull-up jumper to her left, it's logged as something. You know, and going into this game, you know, Dayton had played 19 games and only been pressed 40 total possessions this year. You know, and that's a testament to an experienced ball handler and Jenna Burdett, and, you know, where they can really shoot the ball on the backside, which we saw, unfortunately. But, you know, we were down, and it's a little bit of our DNA to be able to get up. So we had to go to it because of the situation. But we knew it was going to be a difficult team to press.
You talk about this fight and this team, and you wanted to do well in the glass. You win the battle in the rebounds, 42-37, but the number six has 18 offensive rebounds. You miss a lot, so we had to get some shots, but still, but 18 offensive rebounds is a lot of, I mean, that's a lot of offensive rebounds. This just team just, they wanted to get the basketball, and they worked hard.
Yeah, you know, Sarah Donovan had a great day on the boards. I mean, it felt like she had a gazillion of them. I don't know how many she ended up with, maybe just three.
Six,
but it, or she
yes.
had six. But, she, you know, the offensive glass, she just kept being relentless down there. And, you know, showed just a lot of toughness. Really proud of her. I mean, she's growing up every game. And, you know, she's just coming along. You know, she's a freshman, makes some silly mistakes. But overall, just the competitiveness that she's showing is really big time for us.
At the half, we were down by three. That three-pointer late by Burdett.
Yeah.
What was your message to the team at half, and what did Dayton do to counter maybe what you were expecting? What did they do that we didn't respond well to?
Well, I think we talked a lot about it at halftime. I mean, Burdett was really the only one that was kind of hot for them. You know, we needed to keep it that way. You know, we had done a good job on Canatelli, and, you know, she got loose for four threes, I think, in the second half, which makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just really talked about, you know, continuing to take away the option A of each individual kid, which was Canatelli's threes. It was Scaife's pull-up J's to the middle of the floor. You know, Burdett was the one that we really needed to do a better job on, and unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, particularly in that third quarter, even though we stressed it at halftime. So, you know, kudos to her. She's a great player. She stepped up and made some big shots for them. I mean, you know, it's not every day you go 7-for-10 from three.
Right.
So.
That's big. And then you look at Katie Turner, 16 points, but really what stands to me is 11 rebounds for Katie. That's when your point guard grabs 11 boards, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, it allowed us to get into offense pretty quickly, which is what we talk about a lot when our guards can rebound the basketball. You know, but Katie's growing up too. You know, another freshman out there that's not playing like a freshman. And I guess when you've played as many minutes as she has at this point in the year, you know, you're not a freshman anymore. But just proud of her. I mean, we talked a lot about how our forwards were going to have their hands full with their bigs down low rebounding, and that we needed our guards to come swoop in and compete on the glass. And, you know, really proud of her to come in and do that for us.
Talk about just the support you had the last two games. You've great student support, and then very strong alumni showing today.
Yeah, you know, it's been unbelievable this past week for our program. To have the students show up to really support Andrea Robinson, you know, on Wednesday night, that was just tremendous. And then today, you know, we've got so many alumni that are back. You know, it's just they're an amazing group, and I'm just really excited to get to know them all better over the next couple of days. But just super proud to have this many people in the gym, hopefully seeing a pretty exciting brand of basketball they want to come back and watch again.
And